Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today and hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, those phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. We are the two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner. We're up four, Mr. Gilbert, to 765, following us on Facebook, and close to that 1,000.
Awesome.
And you're going to be a cowboy tonight.
I am.
Be dressed up as a cowboy at the Country Classic Auction.
I am, yes.
For the London Health Science Center.
That's right. Yep. I got my, do you want that pen?
Yeah, you want to kick that pen over that I just dropped on the floor?
There we go. I got my my boots and my hat. I'm all set to go.
Blue jeans?
Yes.
A plaid shirt?
Kind of, yes.
Kind of. You want my red plaid,
no,
red and black plaid
no,
shirt?
No, I'm good. Know? Yeah, I'm good.
It's got Curling Canada logo on
that
the
probably
front.
Wouldn't do me much good,
no,
yes.
Yeah.
But thank you.
And you're going to be line dancing out on the floor.
Am I?
And doing all that fun stuff.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes, right?
And you've got Murray Stark and Kathy Stark with you.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It's going to be four representing. And the most important, exciting event of the night is...
the auction.
Yep.
So the live auction. That's right.
We're auctioning off a furnace.
We'll give me $100,000 to starter. Yes.
That's exactly. You can buy that furnace and heat pump for $100,000.
That's right. What a bargoon.
But, yeah. Yep. So that will be auctioned off. And you're coming at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning to help me take it out, right?
You already had that looked after. You asked me what time I go to church, and then you didn't ask
me.
Yeah,
that was 10 o'clock. So I think you're okay.
But, you know, you didn't say. Yeah. So.
You know, I'll be right there, just a block away from here.
Wait.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
A block away from here, not a block away from my church.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it would be what? A mile from your church?
A mile.
A kilometer?
Maybe the way the crow flies, but not in this city, it's not.
Well, with all the construction downtown, it might take you a couple hours to get there.
Yeah, to get from one to the other. Yeah.
But that'll be a fun night, and I'm curling in
the Malahide Trophy. Oldest curling medal in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm playing down, and right now they're playing.
Are they? Right
my
now.
The team's playing without me right now so that I could do this show.
Wow.
And then when the show's over, I got to run over there and play in the second game.
Run over to the Highland, run to that second game. Now, just care for the ice of the Highlands. A little faster in St. Thomas, so
Now, they may look and say, oh, you lost the first game? We don't have a chance of winning this.
Yeah, and just ya. and they just it doesn't curl as much as it does at St. Thomas.
We don't have like 8 feet of curl.
No, you don't have 8 feet. But
so if I throw my high hard one,
unless Darren's address the rocks, it's a nice amount.
Yeah. But can just put in the center of the rock for my high hard
for your one? High hard one, yes. Yeah. Just put in the middle of the rock, yeah. And don't be wide because it won't come back.
It's gone. Don't do the little elbow wing. I call it the wing when I do the wing and put it out there.
And speaking of curling, Mr. Gushu's in the gold medal game today against which one is it?
Korea,
yes. In the Pan American Games.
Yeah, they beat the U.S. yesterday, and then the U.S. and Japan played today, and Japan won the bronze medal.
Right.
So Gushu will play Korea. So we got a gold or a silver.
Yes. Yep.
Unfortunately, we lost to the U.S.
The ladies lost the bronze medal game, yes.
In a measurement.
Oh, that's...
Nothing worse than sitting there waiting and they spin it around and you go, oh, we lost.
Now, did they use laser on that or still the old micrometers? They're very effective, I know, but...
And you know where they're made.
Right here in London, Ontario.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Not London.
Lobo,
yes.
Lobo. Just outside
just
London.
Just northwest of London, yes. Lobo.
At Canada.
Canada Curling Stone,
So when they spin it around, you see the logo?
You see that? There we are. Pan American Games. There's a little bit of Lobo, Ontario in TV. It's good.
So Kim and Wayne, thanks for sending the measurer up there.
Yeah. And Fred.
And Fred. Yeah. Yes. Well, really Fred.
Really Fred, yes.
Yeah. It's really Fred and Kim Wayne. You're just, no, I didn't.
Wow. Okay.
Hopefully
they're
going to
be calling in now. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to say Mike Stubbs doesn't listen again? You don't want to try that again, Steve?
Well, no, because you've proven me wrong. And you know, Juan could be calling people secretly in the back, and I have no idea, right?
Well,
yeah, he's on his phone always. Yeah. Yeah. See? Yeah.
Stubbs did a beautiful call, overtime goal last night at the London Knights.
Yes,
and,
yes.
McEwen, who curled when Brad Gushue was in town.
Oh, is that right?
And we had him. He was one of the guys out that played.
So, oh, cool.
So it's kind of neat every time I see him.
Yeah.
He's a character.
Nice.
Put it that way. Probably the best way I can put it.
And I'm going to the Knights game tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a fun-filled weekend.
Sunday. And it's like a 6 o'clock
game. 6 o'clock game.
Yeah. Are you going to get enough sleep to be able to come to work on Monday?
Probably not. Maybe I'll just call in sick now.
Get your popcorn early.
Early?
Yeah, it's good popcorn.
Is it?
Yep. Don't go for the small bag. Get the large bag.
Get the large economy now, size so I can feed the row.
It's funny because the large bag is much bigger than the small bag, but
substantially more money.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It, but you'll have fun. Good seats.
I know.
I happen to know the seats.
I know
really
you do.
Good.
Yeah, they're great seats, actually. Yeah, looking
Prince
forward to that.
Is a couple of rows ahead with his mohawk, you know. So
okay.
The good thing about the mohawk, it's only blocking like about an inch.
Okay.
It's not like one of those big wigs and you got to go left and right to get around it. So.
Now, looking forward to that, too. Yeah. Yeah. Where do you suggest I park?
Well, if you come out with me, I'll give you a special parking pass.
Oh.
And you can park at Hanford Tire.
Can I?
Yeah. I have a special pass that I can give you now. If you park there and you don't have the special pass, it only costs you $35.
Oh, you know, okay. Yeah.
For the ticket you're going to get.
Great.
And they come.
I'm sure they do. They're very diligent, yep, I'm sure, yes.
They come there. So, just remind me of that after. And as long as you're nice to me on the show. You know,
See, now they come with rules.
Yeah.
Rules that I may not be able to achieve.
Well, we'll give you a little time to think about that.
I'll think about that.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. So, I've let you off the hook this week. I said you won't even guess the theme at all. There's no way. But you can try. What? Any thoughts after the first song?
Not yet.
Do you even know the first song?
It's familiar, but I don't know the name of it.
It's called Cool Change.
Cool Change.
Kind of like what we had on Wednesday morning.
Is this going to be like about the Jamaican curling team winning the game?
Close. You are very close. I can't believe you got one word.
Well, you said cool change. Oh, so it's Jamaica?
No.
Oh.
But that's close. I'm surprised. But cool change is really because it was cool outside. I thought that was a change to the weather.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Just trying to think outside the box.
Yeah, that's good. You are thinking the right direction. There you go. So we had some questions come in. It said, first one is, I made some adjustments to the humidifier. How long does it take for the humidity to change in the home after I adjust it?
Could take days. I mean, it's...
But my thermostat says, like...
I know what your thermostat says, yes. Your thermostat is the bane of my existence, let me tell you. So keep in mind, when your house says 40% relative humidity... That's the house. I mean, that's the air, the drywall, the furniture, the studs, everything in that house is 40% relative humidity. So that's what's changing. So in order for a house to improve 1 or 2%, everything, all the building materials in that house have to move up 1 or 2%. That's a lot of water. Hence, also when it drops, if it's in this colder weather, as we're losing humidity, that's all that moisture is getting wicked out of all those building materials as well as you. So when your house is losing humidity, you and that environment lose humidity too. So if your house is running at about 20%, you're dehydrating as well. So just keep that in mind because you're in that environment.
So if you have no hair on your head, do you lose more humidity?
Well, you might have more dandruff, though.
And I had a dry throat this morning.
Did you?
I wondered if I was losing my humidity.
No, you just skin flakes. You those dust mites will be very active in your house. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't turned my humidifier on, so maybe I should get down there.
I think you should turn it on and get ready, because once you turn your heat on, you need to turn your humidifier on. Okay.
Well, this question is about a heat pump.
Okay.
It says the heat pump has been doing the cooling and the heating.
Right.
And now the furnace kicked on for the first time, and I smell a burning smell.
Yes, you do.
Should I be concerned and shut it off?
No. Really, it's like, electric heaters or anything you're pulling out of the closet, you plug in for the very first time. There's a little bit of dust sitting on those elements, or in a furnace's case, there may be a little bit of dust sitting on top of that heat exchanger. And the minute you turn that furnace on or fire that furnace for the first time, you're just going to burn that little bit off very quickly. If it's a brand new furnace, hopefully they would have test fired it, because if not, there's a little bit of oil in that heat exchanger. And if the installing company did not test fire that furnace, you're going to get, your smoke detectors are going to go off, because there's a little bit of oil residue on that heat exchanger coming out of the factory, and it has to burn away as well.
Now, we end our show with great services only an inch away.
That's correct.
But this week, I was cold for 3 days.
Right.
Why?
Because you can't fix the rooftop up on the roof. That's why.
Well, why was I cold? If great service is only an inch away, because we're out servicing
everybody else except ourselves. Yes.
Except ourselves. And I was freezing.
And that's why you were freezing. Now, Peter Itch. But you just went in. I've never seen anybody who spends so much time in the back workshop area, because it's heated, and left the rest of us to be popsicles in the front office.
Well, there was little dust bunnies on the floor.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
And I was chasing them.
You decided to work at that back desk as opposed to yours.
Yeah. It was cold.
It was cold.
Walked in and went, what's this, 62?
61, actually. It was 61.
And it went up to 64, so I thought they'd fixed it, but that was just the heat of the computers and everything.
Working. That was all the people warming it up. And then, Vanessa took full advantage of my emergency safety heaters I keep in my car for clients who lose their heat. And,
Now, we should say, we do maintenance on it.
We do.
And this is why we say, the rooftop unit is 28 years old.
Yes.
And we would have to pay to put a new rooftop up.
That's correct.
It's not covered by the landlord.
That's right.
So if we're going to stay there, we're putting a new rooftop unit on. If we're not going to stay there, we're not going to put the new rooftop unit on. And that decision has not been made.
That's correct. Interesting, because the part that failed was a new part.
Yeah, so it was less than a year old.
Last year we put a gas valve on that rooftop, and in less than a year that gas valve failed. So brand new part failed, and we had to change the gas valve again.
Yep, and now we're nice and warm, but I left the door to the warehouse open.
Just in case,
so that hot air will come through if that happened. And I've cleaned the desk back there. Give me a little more room if I come
see.
In.
Yeah, you got a little new laptop. One of those docking stations back there for you, too, so you can set up and work?
That's next on the list.
Filing cabinet. Might as well just make a little mini Pete office back there.
I just need a cot so I could lay down and have a little nap. That'd be nice.
Or
maybe a golf simulator.
A golf simulator?
Yeah, just in the back corner.
What a colossal waste of money that would be on your golf game and mine.
On my golf game, yeah. Well, I was talking to Dave Henry. He did our filter delivery for us, and we were talking about golf simulators.
It'd be a colossal waste of money, let's be honest.
Thinking that, that'd be
okay.
That and a cool curling game.
Okay, I'd be down on the cool curling game. Yes, that's fine.
It takes less room than the golf simulator.
Yes.
My office was bigger. I could put the cool curling game in.
Oh, my goodness.
Office.
Do we have a question? Do we have a question?
Yeah, we do have a question.
Okay.
It says, my thermostat on the wall is blank, but I have access through the app.
Is this a word game? Like, my thermostat on the wall is blank, fill in the blank, or my...
It's, blank.
Oh, Okay. All right. My black. First stat on the wall is any Kobe or no?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I don't get all that information.
Okay. It's important.
It's what can I do to get the thermostat working again and what could be the cause of this?
Okay. Well, if it's blank, couple things. Does it have batteries? Because if it's an older thermostat, we just finished a job for a customer in the Riverside area. And I told her, I said, because she said, do I get a new thermostat, Steve? I said, yes. She said, because this one's saying bat low. And I said, well, Lois, no more batteries in these thermostats. They are great that way. So if there's batteries in it, it's probably gone dead. But if that happened, your heat would be working. So that'd be more critical. If the screen's just gone blank, it could be a wire, could be something, because those thermostats that are getting power from the furnace, so there could be a loose connection. If the heating's still working, it's just running on a default program, but you would need to get someone out there to look at it, or you can just pull the back off, check to see if the wiring's good or not, and put it back on the wall. But I mean, you're going to need a service call.
Yeah, and some of these smart thermostats aren't cheap.
No, there's nothing inexpensive about these thermostats. Yeah, yes.
They are pretty expensive. Now, Vanessa wants in on this radio show gig.
What radio show gig?
This show. She's saying, like, hey, you know, I don't get to come to the show, but I want to be part of the show.
Then tell her to call in.
So we have Vanessa's Reminder of the Week.
Oh, is that right?
Segment right now. This is a Vanessa's Reminder of the Week.
Is there music to go
week.
With this?
Well, we'll get Juan to work on that for next week.
All right.
I didn't give him a warning.
Because then he can just kind of, when he wants to insert it into the show, he could just play that music, and then we go, oh, guess what that is? It's Vanessa's what?
Reminder of the week.
Okay, all right, here we go. Okay.
So with our first snowfall this week,
yes,
Vanessa would like to start to remind the listeners that if a lot of snow falls, to check your vents outside before
you call us.
Right. Because the snow can build up.
Right.
And block your vents, or they can suck in the snow and block the vent.
Right.
And then your furnace won't work.
That's correct.
And then we'll go out, shovel the snow away from your vents, and charge you $109.
In which case you're not very happy with us, and you'll try to say, really, you're going to charge me for that?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, we are. Sorry. Yeah.
Yep. And we're first going to say, is your driveway shoveled? Is your street plowed? Because if there's that much snow, we can't get our vehicle stuck, or we can't look after anybody.
I guess they should drive one of my cars because, you know, my all-wheel drive can get anywhere.
Yeah, I was very disappointed this morning. Very disappointed.
Oh, in the new car?
No, in the weather forecast.
Oh, because you just washed that thing.
It was spotless. I got it home last night before the rain, got it in the garage.
It was spotless.
And it was supposed to be no rain today and sunny to dry the roads.
Guess what?
No.
Yeah.
So, and I'm driving slow, and everybody's mad at me because I'm driving slow because I want to get the spray on the car.
And you've got that Peter Inch and Associates in your window now. Yeah. Congratulations. Yes. Yeah. So,
but now it's dirty. I might as well just drive fast now.
You might as well. Yeah.
So that was a Vanessa Reminder of the Week.
Okay. Okay, we got a new...
segment.
Yes. Wow. We just need to come up with some music, Juan. Something catchy, right? Yeah.
I got you guys.
Okay. All right. Cool. He's working on it right now. I can tell. Okay.
Now, she also had another comment here.
Two?
Yeah, she had two, but this isn't the Vanessa Reminder of the Week.
Okay.
This is just, do you sell filters?
Do we sell filters? Do we sell filters?
Yeah.
How many filters did I help you put away the other day?
There was about
50. 100?
Yeah, no, 50.
Yeah, we sell filters. Yes, lots of filters. But keep in mind, we don't always have your filter on the shelf, so if it's an odd size, not saying we can't get it, we can get it, but we just may have to order that in. So we keep all the standard sizes, 16 by 25 by 1 or 4-inch or 5-inch, but if you're getting into an odd size like a HEPA, maybe you've got a bypass HEPA filter or something, we have to order those in. So it takes us a couple of days to get them, but we really, if you're going to call in for those, we need really a make and a model of your air cleaner or just give us take a picture of the filter, and that'll narrow it down for us as well.
Well, when we come back after the break, we'll answer what Vanessa's answer was to that.
Okay.
So we will be right back.
Are you going to start singing?
I would, but I'm not a good singer. So
I get another guess?
Yeah, get another guess. So, I was singing to that.
Oh, were you?
When I give you a little bit of a, I was singing to that as I was driving.
Okay, I'm going to say, how about the Jamaican bobsled team?
No.
Cool Runnings?
No.
No? Come on.
You're getting farther away now.
Oh, sugar. Yeah. Okay. So. Farther away than, so I was closer with the Jamaican curling team.
Yes.
Pan American Games?
No.
Curling?
Curling.
Curling. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Keep thinking. Now, Vanessa's answer was, do you sell filters?
Yes.
The answer was yes, and Vanessa would love to see you Monday to Friday, 8 to 5 in the office.
Oh, she wants you to come to the office to see her. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right.
Remember, it's always about Vanessa.
It's always about Vanessa. Yeah. Yes, it's very true. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, considering you're going to be moving your desk to the back, it's fine, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are going to say that I work fast, but I want you guys to listen to this.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Juan.
So she already texted in.
Right. Hey, this is Vanessa, and this is your reminder of the day.
There we go. She said, wow, my own segment. Woo!
Exactly.
So funny. I'm excited. And now we have music.
That's
there,
right.
There we go.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Was fast.
Yeah, not bad. That's not bad for such short notice,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's it. I got 30, what was it, like 2 minutes of commercials? Yeah. That's it.
There you go.
He's a miracle worker.
Yeah. Maybe she'll come work for us. Okay, I got another one here.
All right, let's shoot.
All right, you ready for this?
Yep.
And this is a huge subject. Huge subject.
Okay, I can hardly wait.
How long does it take for a house to adjust as the temperature starts to change? Now, maybe you need to explain that a little bit.
So, same thing. We touched on this a little bit about humidity in a home as well. So, let's say we're replacing your furnace and it hasn't been working for a few days and the house has gotten down to temperature. Same thing applies. I mean, a furnace will heat the air very, very quickly. But there again, it's all about building materials. So the floors, the walls, the drywall, the studs, everything in that house is at that same temperature. And it takes a lot of energy for all those materials to get to temperature. So your furnace, if it's been off for a few days, it could run for a day or two to get that house back up to temperature and it feeling comfortable again, just because of all those building materials in the house wicking that heat away and having a cooling effect. So just be patient. It is working. It just takes time.
Yeah. Like it, you know, when we got the snow and
yes,
even though the thermostat says 72 or 21, what do you keep your house at?
I keep it around 21, yeah.
Yeah, so it says 21, but when you walk in, you feel chilled.
Yeah.
And it takes a day or two for your body to adjust and the house to adjust.
Yes.
And in the weather we have, then like Friday there, it was like 20 degrees.
Yes, and now your house is warmer just because it feels warmer, yes.
Yep, you walk in and go, wow, it's too hot, and you adjust it down. And, you know, so it takes days for houses to adjust, just like our body.
And now with these new heat pumps, too, please keep in mind that a heat pump doesn't heat as quickly as a gas furnace does. So what we recommend to our clients is find your temperature, whatever that's going to be, if it's 19 or 20 or 21, whatever it is, and set that thermostat and just let it be, and your house is... That equipment's going to run more efficiently at that setting than it is if you're adjusting it down and up and down and up, because heat pumps just don't recover that quickly.
How many kids did you have at Halloween?
Well, I was curling, remember?
Curling.
Yeah, I was curling. And
you didn't leave a bowl out with a little sign, please take two or three? Or
no, I didn't. And then, but Lexi was home, and I think she... She was giving out candy while I was not there. Yeah.
Well, the kids started too early. I was still riding the riding lawnmower, picking up leaves.
Of course you were, because you get home at 5:30.
Yeah, and so I'm rushing to get the leaves all picked up, and then everybody was afraid to cut across the grass.
I'm sure they were,
because it looked perfect.
Because the crazy man running around with the lawnmower at Halloween, right? Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then when I got that done, there was about 20, and then the teenagers started to come.
Great.
So then I had to go curl.
Then you shut it down.
Yep, and they didn't shut her down when we were curling. So, but it was good.
Good.
I saw
And you can't, you've got a lot of extras for yourself, too,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
I know
if,
you do.
If anybody likes, what are those called?
Coffee crisp?
Yeah.
I love coffee crisp.
Okay, I'll bring them in to you.
Thank
because
you.
I hate them. So the bowl's half filled with coffee
but
crisp.
But I won't see one Kit, there won't be one Kit Kat in there.
Nope.
No.
Yes, nope. Or exactly. Smarties or Aero yeah. Bar. They're
yeah.
all gone.
All gone, yeah.
yeah. But the Kit Kat.
You can just throw those Kit Kats on my desk. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. They're coming in on Monday.
Thank you.
But it was good. And Bentley across the road came. He's my, he thinks I'm his hero.
Bentley.
Yeah. Little guy, little 3 year old that every time I get riding my riding lawnmower, he's at the window with his face plastered against it, watching
very
me and
cool.
waving. So
Bentley.
Bentley.
Okay.
Yep. He's a good kid. And he, and you know what the funny thing is? In the summer, I blow the walkway.
Of course
from
you do.
From the street that goes to the park.
Yes, it's, you know, it's immaculate,
yeah,
yes.
I pick up every leaf. Yeah. I cut the grass. You know, the city just doesn't seem to do a good job.
The city doesn't need to do it because you're doing it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So I have a leaf blower.
Right.
And I go by, and what? Who comes out?
Bentley.
Bentley with a leaf blower, a little one that's blowing bubbles.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, you got a little more power on that.
Bentley.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you something. That's a Christmas thing you could do for humanity. Give Bentley a little, you know, like the little cars that they copy from the big cars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
could get him one like that, but like, so he could mow the, yeah. the grass beside
That's right.
You
need to
it.
Get him a motorized John Deere tractor.
But a small one, like
yeah,
a
exactly.
kid's
yeah, yeah.
you know? Not a big one. That would be, yeah.
Well, you would be the hit of the neighborhood. All the neighborhood kids would be coming to Santa yeah. Pete.
The other way could be I buy myself a new John Deere riding and give him my old one.
Does it
it'd take a few years for him to get there?
Well, yeah,
he can't reach the pedals to you know go anywhere.
But he could sit on
if
it.
If it's gonna be like that, I wanna be Bentley. Give me that,
right? Yeah, my name's Bentley. Yeah.
So, well, it's yeah, that's a good idea. That might be a surprise on Christmas. You know. Just put it on the door and ring the doorbell and run.
And run. Yeah. See you run across the street. Oh, that's incognito.
And you can change the whole thing. You will be the guy looking on the window looking at him
yeah,
working.
That's exactly right. That's it. That's
exactly.
it. I love it.
Yeah, that could be me. You never know. I'll have to go on. What's that place called? Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon. Yeah, yeah. Amazon.ca, yes.
I have never ordered on Amazon.
You've had me order for you on
yeah,
Amazon.
That's right, but yeah. I have never ordered. Jesse orders there, my daughter, all the time.
I'm sure, yeah.
Now, we also should mention Community Vote London.
I just did that, actually, while we were sitting here.
Oh, you voted?
Yes.
But nominations, we got to be nominated.
I know, I voted for the nomination.
So
yes.
You can go to Peter Inch and Associates Facebook page, scroll down a little bit on the post, and there's four nominations that we're in the running for. One is air conditioning, cleaning and repair, furnace repair and maintenance, gas fitting and piping, and heating and cooling in the home builders and contractor. So we would really appreciate if you could nominate us. And then I think it's ending in December, and then it comes out for the vote after that. But we'd appreciate if you take the time and do that.
Yes, we would.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would be very nice. We're the Consumer's Choice, two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner already. So it would be nice to add that one to the trophy case.
Yes, true.
You
seem a little disorganized.
I am. I lost my paper.
Wow.
Come on.
Okay.
Says, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. That one you could have leaned towards Jamaica. You
yeah, maybe.
But yeah. yeah. And
boy.
Yeah.
Is this about the Malahide metal?
Nope.
Okay. Are you curling in Highland?
Nope. But this was all the music I listened to while driving to the curling club to curl.
Well, who's going to get that?
Well, that's why I said it was pretty well impossible. But then
it
you
is
said,
impossible.
Then you said curling, and I went, "Ooh, he's close." Curling music—that was what the so. But those were all the ones, and the last one, which was not a good song to listen to before you curl, impossible dream.
Like, okay, yes.
That was not a pump me up to get me.
Apparently not, no, yes, to get you game fired, ready for the game yet.
Because we lost 5-4.
Oops. So,
and you saw my...
I saw your last shot. I saw your last two shots, actually, yes. Yeah.
First one was good.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
Eh.
I did a double.
Yeah, but if you get by, it's even a better shot, but... Eh.
The second one, I just used my wing.
No, you didn't use your wing is the problem. You needed to use your wing, and then you might have had a better chance, but yeah.
Yeah, put a little wide, missed the shot. And you wonder why we played six ends?
No. I heard it was a late game. It's a late game. You only play six ends.
Yep.
Yes.
And you say that to the team at the start. You okay? Only playing six ends. Win, lose, tie, whatever it is. That's it. And the one guy, the vice on the other team. Yeah, I'm good with that. Skip's going. Well, hold it.
Wait a minute. No, I want a full game. Yeah.
So they won.
They did win.
We could have come back in the seventh or eighth end, but
not likely.
It was over.
Okay.
So hopefully I don't have the wing. See, the wing with me is you throw it out. When you use, you got to keep that elbow in. But when you bring the elbow into it, it's over.
It's all over.
Hopefully I don't use the wing today in the Malahide.
No, because, you know, they're
depending on me.
You need to bring that medal back to St. Thomas, right?
Yeah, they lost it. They had it, and last year they lost it.
I know.
So this year we're trying to
bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice little medal.
I was on that winning team that got the medal back to St. Thomas.
Where were you last year?
I played last year.
And you lost?
I didn't lose. I won both my
games. Hey, it's a whole team.
I won both my games.
Okay. Well.
Not pointing fingers.
If I get there and we're already lost one game, there's no chance.
There's no chance. Yeah, you have to win two.
Unless we can win big.
You have to win really, really, really big. Yeah. Yes. You've got to embarrass teams. Straight offense.
Yep. No defense.
Yep.
Eight rocks in play. Maybe I can get an eight-ender.
If you get an eight-ender, that'd be awesome. Just take a picture of it, you know, because there's awards for that. Eight-ender award, kind of like a hole-in-one for golf. Eight-ender in curling.
You won't be able to live with me on the
You're
show tomorrow.
Darn right I won't, yes.
Next week, if I get an eight-ender. We're not talking about anything related to heating and air conditioning. Yeah. We're just talking shot.
We're not talking about anything about heating and air conditioning today, so it does. What's the difference?
Well, we're talking about Vanessa.
Right, yes, Vanessa.
Okay, next question.
I'm ready.
How old is old for a furnace where parts would not be available?
These days, this is embarrassing. These days, it could be 15 years. It could be. So, I mean, previously, you know, you could find stuff to fix 40-year-old furnaces, but that's certainly not the case now. So, I mean, even at 15 years, you might be hard-pressed to find a part, just depending on the manufacturer.
Yeah, and you know, there is some universal parts, but they're mainly for the older equipment.
Yes.
Versus the newer ones, high-efficiency ones that are out there.
And as these furnaces become more complicated, because every furnace has a computer board on it these days. So as these furnaces become more and more complicated because we're trying to make them more efficient and do more and use less fuel, the chances of them having parts in 15 years is even less. So keep that in mind.
Now, I get very disheartened.
Oh, okay.
With our industry.
Right.
When you let me out of the office.
Yep.
And I go out into job sites and I see one pipe. High-efficiency furnace.
Well, you need to come out more because I see it all the time.
So explain what a one-pipe high-efficiency furnace is.
So a high-efficiency furnace is just, they mean sealed combustion. Sealed combustion is, so we take, all furnaces need air to burn. So that air, if you only have one pipe, which is exhaust, going out of your house, that furnace is getting its combustion air from inside the house. So I mean, we haven't been doing that for years. If combustion air needs to come from outside of the house, so especially with these houses being built today, they're so airtight, you don't have combustion air for that furnace. You need to pull air from outside into the burner, let the gas mix with that outdoor air in order for it to ignite the gas and exhaust it back out again. So, I mean, I don't know what they saved. Did they save an hour of labor and a little bit of material? Possibly. Is it the right thing? It's not the right thing for that furnace. Furnaces need two pipes, just like tankless water heaters. We were looking at a picture the other day, and there is a tankless water heater with only a single pipe exhaust. Those tankless water heaters burn a lot of fuel, so they take a lot of air. And so that is not good installation practices, two pipes to the outside.
Yeah, it you know, a high efficiency furnace should be bringing air from outside in, burning it and exhausting air out, not drawing air from the basement. And then you got to deal with the kitty litter, the paint fumes, the all the other stuff that now go into that furnace and attack the heat exchanger, the flame sensors, the igniters, all of those products, and burn them out quicker. And then you're sitting there going, well, why is it doing that? Mm-hmm. So definitely, I mean, I call it a mid-efficient furnace when I see that, because a mid-efficient furnace used to draw the air from the house, and they went away from that to try to, because the outside air is supposed to be cleaner or healthier than the inside air of your home.
Right.
So it's definitely, maybe you can talk about what we've been looking at on indoor air quality this week.
We've been working with a company just for a little, it's a handheld or a belt-held device which measures indoor air quality. So it's a very accurate, fast measuring device, which our technicians or our salespeople can walk in on and just set it on the table as we go about doing our work, and then we can pull up an app just to show you just what's going on in your house. Actually, it's very cool.
Yeah, we're in the testing phase.
Yes.
We're not ready to offer it till we confirm that we're happy with it, that
right.
What it's doing is actually showing what we want it to show, and we hope to get it there at some point.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Then we can offer that with our maintenances at the same time. So you get, what are you, what are we now, 10 hours to count down? Or
for what?
For your cowboy.
For the Country Classic? Doors open at 5:30.
And what color's your hat?
My hat is brown.
Brown?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything recognizable so that when people who are listening to the show see you there, they can come up and shake your hand and
I'll just be a regular cow folk. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. You sure you don't want that red and black?
I'm positive I don't want that
the
red.
Curling
no,
Canada
yeah,
logo
I'm okay.
on the front.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
I wore that all the time when I was overseas.
I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Everybody knew who
recognizable.
I was. Yeah.
There's
Canadian
that.
Tuxedo. There you go.
Canadian tuxedo. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a lot of fun. I hope they raise a lot of money.
Yeah.
I hope our furnace and heat pump goes for a good amount.
Yes.
And that money's going to a good cause.
It sure is, yes.
Please not to a place where everybody's got to stay in the cottage. You know, you guys went up and for what, a couple of days, had a vacation up there?
It was hardly a vacation, but thanks. Yeah. Okay. Hardly a vacation. Yeah.
What was that, up in Muskoka?
No, it wasn't Muskoka. It was up. Actually, pretty close to Owen Sound, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, up in the up close to Blue Mountain, actually.
Well, hopefully you'll see the owner of that system from
last
year and say hello, and hopefully they're nice and warm.
And hopefully happy with everything that we did last year, yes.
Working well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, now with our new segment.
Right.
What was it?
Vanessa tip of the week or whatever.
Vanessa's reminder of.
Reminder of the week.
Of the day.
Of
I
the
think
day.
Is out the reminder of the day.
Okay.
So we're going to look forward to that every week. Vanessa, you listening? You've got a job now every week to provide us that.
That's right. Because, you know, if Juan rings in on that song and we don't have a reminder of the week, we're going to look like we have egg on our face, right? We'll have to make something up.
That's right. You'll have to make something up.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows by going to peterinch.ca, hit the podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week. To dream.
impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.